Will you please make that clap bigger for Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Alpha and the Omega. Thank you, Jesus. Please join me. Lift up your two hands before the Lord. Let's truly appreciate Him. Come, bless the Lord, O ye servants of the Lord, who stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands to the holy place and bless the Lord. I'm sure you can do that better. Make it louder so that your blessing can be larger this morning. Give it to Him. Give it to Him. Give it to Him. Wave your hand before Him so you can collect the blessing He has in store for you this afternoon. Give Him the praise. Give Him the praise. Give Him the praise. Give Him the praise. Thank you and thank you and thank you. Thank you and thank you and thank you. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have given thanks. And all the saints of God ready to receive God's word, say loud amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we cannot thank you enough. We are only thanking you some more for all of your wonders in our midst ever since 40 years ago when you delivered the mandate of this commission to your servant, Bishop Oyedepo. Receive our thanks in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, as we keep celebrating your act in our midst, may we see more acts by your hand.
Amen.
Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have given thanks.
Amen.
Please get seated, and if you can, to your right, to your left, congratulate your neighbors for this 40th anniversary celebration that we are engaged in right now. To Him be the glory forever in Jesus' name. I want to count it a great undeserved privilege to bring to us God's word in this service at the celebration of the 40th year anniversary celebration of this commission. By God's privilege, I was only 20 years old when this mandate was delivered to His servant. Amen. I was to him, again by privilege, an informal personal assistant, and by that privilege, was able to see a number of things and follow a number of things. There are many things I couldn't understand, but there was none I could not stop believing. I couldn't just doubt this man. I felt some impartation every time he spoke about this vision. And so, by the grace of God, the evidence of it is what is standing before you this afternoon. It's reflective, it's showing, and out of all that we've learned, I am privileged to share this with you this afternoon. Shall we begin by understanding why are we thanking God today as a commission? First of all, thanksgiving is an obligation that we owe God. We owe Him thanks for everything that He's doing through us. For God is at work in you, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. So even the things we know to do, He is the one who revealed them to us. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. God is at work in you. Things are working for us because God is working in us. Things are working around us because God is working within us. Things are working not because we know how to do them, but because God is at work.
And the only way to keep him at work is to celebrating him as a worker. So those who celebrate him and his work always end as celebrity. Today, this ministry is a spiritual celebrity because we have kept celebrating God here. Today, this ministry has become center of attraction because we have kept God in the center. The center of thanksgiving. Now, those who dance around God, God makes people to dance around them. Why are people coming all the way? Why are people listening all the way? We hear testimony of people who travel from Europe, travel from America, arrive Saturday night, be in service on Sunday, and Sunday evening they are traveling back. Why has this place become the center of attraction? The reason is because we have kept the worker, God, here by thanking him all the time. He is the center of the happenings here. And as we keep celebrating him, he has vowed never to leave this place. In the same way as we keep thanking him for your life, he will never leave you. Yeah. Make that amen very loud. Yeah. On this note, we need to understand why more we need to thank him. Remember Psalms 47 verses 6 and 7 admonished us to give God thanks with understanding, to praise him with understanding. Understanding determines quality of result. In the school system, you don't beg your teacher to pass. You simply understand what he taught you and he has no choice but to give you good marks. In the same way, when we understand why we are thanking God, we naturally score higher marks with God. Why are we thanking God? Among other reasons, is so that he can preserve our blessings. He can preserve for us our blessings. Please note that God is giver. When we pray, he gives. When we thank him, he keeps. He is giver and keeper. Many people receive from him, but they don't commit him to preserve those blessings for him. Prayer commits God to give to you. Thanksgiving commits him to preserve what he gave to you. Blessings from God are tenured. They can be momentary and they can be eternal. What makes our blessing eternal is continuous thanksgiving. The more you thank him, the more he preserves the blessing. Blessings never get corrupted when you thank God for it. May you not lose your blessing. Ingratitude is the passage to loss of blessing. For as long as you are ungrateful, you will see the blessing with right hand, but it will go out from the left hand. Don't make your blessing a momentary one. Translate it to an eternal one by continually thanking God. Malachi chapter 2 verses 1 to 3. And now, O ye priests, this commandment is for you. See, when it comes to thanksgiving and praising God, it's a command. The scripture admonishes us to pray, but it commands us to praise. This commandment is for you. If you will not hear, say with me, I hear. It's not enough to hear. He said, if you will not lay it to heart, say with me, I lay it to heart. That is, I will be remembering to give glory unto my name, said the Lord of hosts. I will even send a curse upon you. It's me who gave you, and I have the power to curse you. May your blessing not turn to a curse. I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessing. Now, this looks like contradiction. God blessed you,
He said, I will curse you. On what account? Because I have not seen you return to thank me for it. I will even curse your blessing. Yea! As I'm talking, if you don't quickly repent, I have cursed them already. Because ye do not lay to heart. He said, he will pour out dung upon your face if you are not a thanksgiver. So shame and reproach is the end of ingrates. Will you therefore lift up your hand and say, may thank you, Jesus. This is the reason why, as a commission, you see us thanking God for something 30 years ago that is still preserved today. As we have been thanking God for growth, growth has never reduced. Nothing reduces for those who find reason to thank God for those items. You are thanking God for your jalopy, God preserves it for you. One more time, if you can, lift up your hand and say, thank you, Jesus. Another reason why we must give thanks to God is so as to perfect our blessings. Please note, blessings are in grades. You have the good, you have the better, you have the perfect. And you cannot jump your grade. God will give you something small and watch your attitude before he would improve on it. So if you see any good thing in your life, what do? Thank him for it. By thanking him, God operates, upgrades it from good to better. And as you thank him more, he upgrades it from better to perfect. And as you thank him some more, from perfect to more perfect. And you know what the Bible tells us? The path of a just man is as a shining light that shines more and more and more. So via thanksgiving, you can shine more and more and more. And remember also in James chapter 1 from verses 16 to 17. He said, do not hear, my beloved brethren. Every good gift. Say with me, good gift. Say it again, good gift. And every perfect gift is from above. That is to say, God who gave you good can give you perfect. He is the Father of light, in whom there is no variableness nor shadow of turning. When it was 20 people in the church, we gave thanks to God. It was good enough. Now listen to me, anything that comes to you from God is good enough. Anything that comes to you from God is good enough. Is good enough. When there were no musical instrument as a church, it was good enough to thank God and praise him with bare hands. The first set of musical instrument that this ministry ever acquired was in 1986. How are we praising God? Well, in regular service with hands. Special programs, musicians who are invited to come to minister, they come with their instruments. And when they are going, they carry their instrument away. And may they not go before the message will be preached. Because as soon as they are going, they are carrying their instrument with them. So we are left instrumentless to continue the service. Everything God gives to you is good enough. Is good enough. Look at yourself where you are right now. Is good enough. That one room God gave to you is good enough. That car God gave to you is good enough. We've had testimonies over and again from God's servant about the Beetle. It was a general purpose vehicle. Just any staff who knew how to drive could drive it. I didn't know how to drive then, so I couldn't drive. But my colleagues that were privileged to serve under him, one or two of them knew how to drive. So they were like king to us. They could drive the vehicle of God's servant. But at that time, it was with thanksgiving. I want to emphasize again, anything God gives to you per time is good enough. If you don't acknowledge the good, you never see the better. If you don't acknowledge the better, you never see the perfect. As you are thanking God today, the perfect blessing is coming your way. Let somebody who believes that say loud, amen. A good reference is the one leper among the ten in chapter 17 of Luke, from verses 17, from verse 15 all the way to 19. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, he turned back. Others say, well, let's go and come back later. But immediately, he turned back. And with a loud voice, he glorified God. He fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Now, in their time, the Samaritan was an unfamiliar person. So he returned as an unfamiliar face. You see, prayer is familiar with people, or rather, people are familiar with prayer, but they are not familiar with thanksgiving. He was a Samaritan. Others took it as casual. They were wondering why he felt so special about what he saw. But he gave thanks to God for what he saw. I remember sometimes in 1989, specifically God's servant would tell me, he said, can you see the wonder God? Almost every week, somebody will come and give me 1,000 naira. Almost every week, he was testifying that to me. He never despised anything that is being noticed as unfamiliar. Don't get too familiar with the act of God that you forget to thank him. And one of them, when he returned, what did he see? He saw the good. And Jesus said to him, for thanking me for what you have seen, I will make you see more. You don't see more if you don't thank God for what you have seen. You never see more if you don't thank God for what you have seen. You never see more if you don't thank God for what you have seen. Being sent on a mission of church planting in 1987, very wonderful outreach. Money was so plenty then. We were given 4,000 naira per station to go and open a church. With sick warning, if the money get lost, just get lost with it. Don't come back and say money. Because the money was very plenty then. So from 4,000 naira, rented an apartment, bought church bench, and had to borrow some of the benches for my bed. Very good enough. Very good enough. My bedroom was a no-go area to anybody. Until one day, somebody mistakenly entered into the room. And in a show of pity, he said, oh, hey, yeah, we didn't know it's like this. It was good enough. Now I can't be talking about bed. I can't be talking about house. Why? The good was appreciated. Then it became better. Life gets better for those who appreciate the good. And it becomes perfect for those who appreciate the better. Every stage of your life is either good or better before it will become perfect. We know the story of that one leper. He returned back home with perfection. Number, the next reason why we must give thanks is to multiply our blessings. Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 19, out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. And as that goes on, leave it to me. I will multiply them. Thanksgiving is multiplying factor. You don't ever meet a thanksgiver where you left him. Before you return, you will discover that he has multiplied. In mathematics, increase comes either by addition or by multiplication. It either comes gradual or speedily. If you live normal and casual and by prayer, you get addition. But if you graduate to thanksgiving, you get uplifted into multiplication. That's the way it works. Let me tell you something. As God's servant has instructed, we should make this week a week of our praise, even beyond the church. Watch what happens within 1 week. You will see speed and acceleration. If you want it slow, pray. If you want it fast, thank him.
Paul and Silas, they prayed. The answer was coming slowly, gradually. But as they switched to praise, it became suddenly. From gradually to suddenly. Prayer will bring it gradually. Praise and thanksgiving will bring it suddenly. In every place where there is thanksgiving, sudden answer always comes. Sudden. It's been 40 years. There are ministries who have been on for 400 years who have not seen what you have seen. We are not saying this to credit ourselves. But as God's servant will teach us, we are expounding what he helped us to do to arrive where we are. So you too can do those things and gain more speed in your life. Your business has been crawling. And you have been praying and fasting. Switch to praise and thanks this week. You will see sudden from gradual. Sudden. John 6, Jesus knew the secret. Verse 6, the Bible says, he himself knew what to do. What is it he was to do? He was to thank God. And as soon as he gave thanks, he took the loaves of bread. Look at that. And when he had given thanks, not before he gave thanks, he distributed to the disciples. What was insufficient became what could be distributed. So thanksgiving turns you into a distributor. When you pray, you may have sufficient. But when you thank him, you have more than sufficient to distribute. Again, you don't meet a thanksgiver where you left him. His level changes by the factor of multiplication. By the time we are closing this anniversary prophetic feast, your level will have changed. Your level will have changed. I say your level will have changed. Wave your hand again and give thanks to God. Give thanks to God. Give thanks to God. Give thanks to God. In Jesus' precious name. Now, specifically, following Psalm 103, verses 1 and 2, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. We want to specifically look at certain benefits that we have enjoyed as a ministry the last 40 years. And number one is the validation and revalidations of the liberation mandate over the past 40 years with signs, wonders, and diverse miracles. You know, there are churches and ministries and individuals who are tagged as once upon a time. Anything you consistently do or God enables you to consistently do, not for 10 years, not for 20 years, not for 30 years, but for 40 years, shows that God is validating it. And revalidating it. Quality of miracles have not changed here. As a matter of fact, it grows by the day. Amazing wonders. In this commission, when we hear before that somebody was barren for 20 years and delivered, man, it was a big celebration. But now we had in this morning, the first service, the testimony was read to us, a woman who delivered at 68, her first child. 68. Validating and revalidating. Increasingly so. Increasingly so. I remember the first time we had testimony of SS turned to AA in this church. We were in Raju over then. Man, it was a news-making testimony. Nobody ever had that here before. But now, it's a common thing. God is validating and revalidating that he is truly behind this commission. And we must not pretend as if we don't know. That's why we are thanking him. That's why you see God's servant jumping and jumping, like you would say, like an antelope. Like some people would describe him and describe those of us who are following him. Like he did for Jesus. In Acts chapter 2 verse 22, he was confirming him with signs and wonders and diverse miracles. 1 Thessalonians 5:24,
Faithful is he that calleth thee, who also will do it. He didn't call us to do it. He called us to do it through us. What an amazement. And that should speak some sense to us. That we are indispensable. If he can't find any human being again, he can turn to stone and use stone. He can use an ass. He can use any animate and or inanimate thing. It's our privilege. And if you can, please join me, wave your hand and say, thank you, Jesus. Say it one more time. What is this mandate that he kept revalidating? The hours come to liberate the world from all oppressions of the devil. Through the preaching of the word of faith, and I'm sending you to undertake this task. Every time the word of faith is being preached here, you can tell liberation, testimonies, healings, signs and wonders, destinies of people turned. A family came in here with tuberculosis. All of the family, coughing. They sat down afar so that nobody would be infected by them. And suddenly they discovered, 30 minutes into the service, no member of family coughed. What's happening here? That is validation, liberation from all oppressions of the devil. All. Number two, we are thanking him for ever increasing global impact. There is nowhere this ministry ever went to and it was turned back. No. The caller always backing the call. 1995, when our first set of missionaries were being sent out to the African nations, in one of the nations, the night before their arrival, a woman was told, go to the airport tomorrow morning. Some missionaries are coming from Nigeria. Where have you heard that kind of name before? All that God wanted to do was to give us the global impact. As a matter of fact, I hear from our missionaries when they return home that some churches and ministries say, anywhere you don't see Winner's Chapel, don't go there. Because doors always open to them. Doors always open to them. There is none of our churches that will not grow. Except the one that the Lord did not send. Deuteronomy 2:36. God gave them, delivered all to us. From Aroer, which is by the brink of the river of Anon, and from the city that is by the river, even unto Gilead. There was not one city too strong for us. Is it because we are strong? No! The Lord our God delivered all unto us. So that hand that delivered it is the one we are celebrating. Some of us may sit down here and you see your business prospering, you think it's your expertise. There are people better than you in the market who are struggling. It is the hand of God. So may the hand of God. You better acknowledge it. Say it again, the hand of God. Say it again, the hand of God. What is at work in your life? In your family? You know why you are not slapping your wife? The hand of God is your family. Go around the neighborhood. You see what people who are learned professors are doing. Slapping their wives. Line up and line down with 16-year-old girl in their car. And here you are living decently with your good sense at work. Because the hand of God is at work in your life. Specifically, today regularly, connected to Faith Tabernacle, we have between 140 and 150 nations regularly connected. Who told them to come? Who is bringing them? Who is informing them? Who is telling them, connect when it is service time? What expertise do we have in publicity? Sometimes when I look at our ministry, I mean, this is no comparison, but how many times did you see billboard, Living Faith Church, Winner's Chapel? Very rare. Why are people coming? Because the sound of the Holy Ghost will not let them rest. Connect. We do radio, they connect. We do internet, they connect. Why? Because the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Once the government wrote a letter to commend this ministry
as attracting the highest order of visitors into the nation. Through our annual convention and convocation, we have had excess of 7,000 in one of the sessions recently. And Shiloh has attracted viewers from across 177 nations, real time in their millions. In the last service, God's servant mentioned about 35,000 people that connected to Shiloh. Those that can be traced, apart from where 2-3 people meet, where we cannot count them. Don't you think God deserves to be thanked? Wave your hand again and say, thank you, Jesus. Now, amazingly, another thing to thank God for is supernatural supplies. Supernatural supplies. For when I sent you without post and script, did you lack anything? Jesus asked them, they said, we lack nothing. This is the testimony of this ministry. You heard God's servant say, we have never had any council or board or committee meeting. How do we meet this finance? How do we finance this project? No such discussion. It's never on the agenda. Because the sender is the backer. The sender is the supplier. For the Lord thy God blessed thee, as he promised thee, thou shalt lend unto many nations, thou shalt never borrow. Deuteronomy chapter 15 verse 16 was one of the words God clearly spoke to his servant about supplies for this ministry. As a commission, therefore, we have never begged once, never borrowed once, never needed bank overdraft or facility once, never went red in our account once in 40 years. Don't you think God deserves some praise? Listen to this. If you take prayer for money out of many ministries, the prayer will have reduced at least 60%. Yet, God has not allowed us to pray 1%. From now, because we are a member of this family, you will never beg again. You will never borrow again. You will be doing your businesses with supernatural supplies. Number 4, peace and serenity. Job 34:29. When the Lord giveth peace or quietness, who then can make trouble? We have had people try to make trouble with this ministry, including some individuals who attempted to, according to them, kill God's servant. No finger was lifted. The God of peace went and killed them. When the Lord giveth peace, when the Lord giveth peace, who can make trouble? From today, all troublers around your life will go into silence. My peace I give to you, God said. John 14:27. God is giver of peace. And this peace is multiplied by the word of the Lord. According to Psalm 119, verse 165. Great peace have they which love thy law. Nothing shall offend them. The Prince of Peace is resident in our midst. This is why we have not known crisis over the past 40 years. Not one crisis has survived here. They try to rise, but they are quelled by the power of God. Somebody once asked God's servant, do you ever have a problem that is bothering you? He said, maybe they came, I didn't know. The peace is overwhelming. You know, when you are in peace, you won't hear noise around you. The peace is overwhelming. That is the kind of peace we'll be enjoying from now. I thought somebody saying amen to that. Number 5, we have to thank him for ever growing and expanding ministry. From one church congregation in 1983 to over 22,000 churches in 2020 across the globe. This can only be God. From no typewriter in 1981 to operating an industrial printing press today, including printing of Bibles. From a staff of 5 in 1983 to over 35,000 staff today in Nigeria alone being paid as at when due. As at when due. One of our professors in Covenant University said, one thing you don't bother yourself about in this university is about your pay. You are too sure you will be paid at the end of the month. The same thing for all staff. All level of staff. Church staff, school staff, any kind of stuff. No delay. Everyone receiving what is due to them by the mighty hand of God. With no single building now of our own, 1988, today we have massive church buildings and educational facilities, not only in Nigeria but across many nations of the world. This will amaze you. The next reason we are thanking God is because of speed we have experienced. We serve the God of speed. We saw in Lagos, for instance, church grew from about 4,000 people to 50,000 in 5 years. 4 to 50 in 5 years. Specifically, 1994 to 1999. Just before we moved to Canaan land here. Speed. If you are familiar with church growth history, you understand what I'm talking about. We also saw even in Canaan land here, at the Faith Tabernacle, who will fill up the place? Filled up the first time, filled up the second time, filled up the third time. And in what service are we right now? The fourth one. Specifically in 2015, when God gave his word concerning wonder double visitation, we saw geometric growth. The Lagos Church, the Faith Tabernacle here, doubled twice within 6 months. That is between May to October 2015. This is the doing of the Lord. It's marvelous in our eyes. Last year, despite the COVID-19 lockdown, over 10,000 churches were planted in 35 nations. With less than 20 years of Covenant University, we all know today that Covenant University has become a light university. Repeatedly taking number one position. And in different ratings, this is the doing of the Lord. The same thing with Landmark University. Count Covenant University, the next count is Landmark University. Let's wave our hand and give thanks to God. Let's give thanks to God. Too many other things to thank God for that we cannot exhaust in one service. Fulfillment of prophecy. God spoke to his servant that wings will be flying and he is inside it. And today, ever since this ministry started flying, it has not stopped flying. Whatever God has started in your life will continue. It's been a generational ministry. Not only affecting us as sons in the house and daughters in the house, but other ministries across the globe. God is effecting great things. Destinies of people have been changed because God said the destiny of this age has been committed into our hands. For all of these and several other blessings, will you lift up your hand and give glory to God? Give glory to God. Give glory to God. Give glory to God. No one like him. He is a doer. Let's celebrate him so. If you can, please rise to your feet with me. Don't take it casual. Let us celebrate him. Let us give him thanks again. Let us appreciate him again. Let us thank him. Let us thank him. Let us thank him. To him be the glory forever. Blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have given thanks. Please be seated. Just 1 minute. If you are here this morning, or this afternoon, you've not given your life to Jesus, because your praise cannot be accepted without being a child of God. Only the living can praise him. Only the living. The dead cannot praise him. Who is a dead person? One who doesn't know God. Disconnected from God. Life shattered. Life in shambles. Run by the spirit of the world. You can be free this morning. If you open up, Jesus said, come to me and I will give you rest. No one ever comes to Jesus and remain in turbulence. The reason why you are in that turbulence is because Jesus has not been given the way. When he stepped into the boat, there was great peace. Let Jesus step into your life today to experience the peace of God. Wherever you are, you want to say, Jesus, have mercy on me. I want to be saved. I want to give my life to you. Will you rise to your feet? Let's pray together. Let's pray together. The God of mercy will show you mercy here this morning and save you. Somebody else is here. You have been disconnected from God. You are once connected to him, but you have been disconnected and you want to reconnect. Will you also stand to your feet? Wherever you are, stand to your feet.
The church officials will be attending to you here in Faith Tabernacle. If you are in any of the churches around where you are watching the service, you can also move around the altar right now where they will administer the blessing of God to you. Everyone that is standing, will you put your right hand on your heart and pray this simple prayer with me right now. Say with me and say it loud. Lord Jesus, please have mercy on me. I come to you today as a sinner and I ask for your forgiveness. I ask for your mercy. Wash my sins away by your blood. Give me new life. Right now, I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that Jesus died for me. On the third day, he rose again for my justification. Now that I believe, I declare that Jesus Christ is my Lord and my Savior. I am now born again. I am now a child of God. Write my name in the book of life and give me your power to follow you all the days of my life. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we receive these souls into your kingdom and we thank you because they are established therein in the precious name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Please complete the little form given to you. Give it to the next church official that is standing by you and they will reach out to you for your establishment in the faith. Everybody, please rise to your feet and let us truly lift up our hands one more time. Let's acknowledge God, the God of this commission. The one that is in the center of affairs. The one that is making things happen. Let's appreciate him. Let's appreciate him. Let's thank him. Let's truly do so from the depth of our heart. Father, we thank you. We give you glory and praise. Blessed be your name, Lord. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have given thanks. Please join me. Let's receive our Father, God's servant, the apostle by this commission. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.